rip currents, structural currents, longshore currents are all found in the Great Lakes, and they've caused more than 150 drownings since 2002. Elizabeth Miller explains the science behind these currents.
During the summer, Lake Michigan gets a lot of media attention.
Breaking news right now from Northwest Indiana. At least two people are dead after getting caught in dangerous conditions on Lake Michigan.
A 16-year-old boy swimming with his stepbrother presumably drowns on this unguarded beach.
The search continuing right now for two men who are missing in Lake Michigan after high waves swept them off a pier.
Those news reports highlight a disturbing pattern across the Great Lakes. Researchers say that powerful currents have caused at least 152 drownings since 2002. And those currents can appear suddenly.
The wind is key. It can start out pretty calm. Pretty soon it picks up. And then, you're out there just enjoying the beach and you're not really thinking about it. And all of a sudden, man, the waves have come way up from what they were when you first started.
That's Mark Breederland, an educator with Michigan Sea Grant, a university program focused on preserving Great Lakes resources through education and research. When a drowning happens, people often attribute it to an undertow. Scientists say it's much more complicated than that. There are three main types of deadly currents in the Great Lakes. First, there are structural currents, which run along piers or breakwalls.
Depending on the angle of the wind coming in and what direction the waves are pushing you, that can be a very dangerous area.
Those currents develop because a lot of structures throughout the Great Lakes are solid all the way to the lake bottom. In the ocean, many piers are supported by big stilts, allowing water to move underneath. Powerful currents can also develop in open water.
Waves can actually come along the shore and they can form longshore currents which go up and down the lake shore. They could break through a sandbar and actually come back with the wave return in a sense being a rip, and it could actually knock you off your feet.
That's not all there is to worry about. A seiche is the Great Lakes version of a tidal wave. Imagine a lake as a giant bathtub with strong winds pushing water back and forth, gathering strength. In 1844, a 14-foot seiche in Lake Erie resulted in the deaths of 78 people. And in 2003, a seiche in Lake Michigan resulted in one deadly 4th of July, says National Weather Service meteorologist Megan Dodson.
People thought that it was safe to go back in the water because the waves weren't that high. They were only about 2 to 3 feet. But since we had that additional factor of the water fluctuating, they went into the water and there was rip currents and they were really strong. And we lost 7 people in a 5-hour period.
Dodson maintains a life and death count of the current's impact. It's called the Great Lakes Dangerous Currents Database. Since 2002, there have been 480 incidents, rescues or fatalities, caused by a current. The database helps Dodson find patterns and better predict when currents are likely. Based on those conditions, the National Weather Service sets beach forecasts for all 5 of the Great Lakes. But there are limitations, says Dodson, beginning with how she gets her information.
We'll look through the media articles and say, okay, was there a rescue or a fatality? If so, is it related to currents?
Dodson relies on news reports because there isn't an official government reporting system in place to track these incidents. She acknowledges the database may undercount the number of drownings. The database started in 1998 after 12-year-old Travis Brown died. He got caught in a rip current on Lake Michigan.
Prior to that incident, people really didn't think that rip currents could happen on the Great Lakes.
According to the database, there have been fewer current-related drownings in recent years. That may be due to better education about dangerous waves, or simply to colder summers. Dodson notes that because of the warm summer this year, it may be difficult to sustain the trend. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.